If you've come this far, you know that we're in deep
Deep shit.
shit. The abyss is bad, okay? Don't think about it too hard.
Or not at all.
Or just not at all. But that's where we are. That's where we are. We're gonna do our best to kill a timeline. And for the love of the God machine and everything holy in it, we will succeed.
Together, we can answer the spirit's call and right the wrongs of this and all reality.
Some of our jokes are just for us.
People can just decode that.
The last time that we saw the fools, they were underground in the Blight Fields. They had established a new base with all the Croatian werewolves and the dead wrens. There was Davy Jones, who found a death stone that was given then to Ethel, and Ethel became a Archmaster of Death and transformed their entire outfit into something wonderful. And the rest of you were left planning your next move, presumably north to the Ghost Fields, but have learned that in 3 days' time, there will be a sighting of the Time Snake at the Ziggurat. You're tired. You have not slept. And it's been months since you've slept, if you go by Fey time. You can, if you'd like to, fight through your exhaustion, or you can rest here at the Blight Fields, as we are now calling this location, unless you all want to come up with a better name for it.
There was another name, the Blight Pits.
Yeah, this is the pits inside the field, but names have power.
If names have power, can we call it the not-so-intimidating, easy-to-cross field?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe it's the butterfly field, not the blight field.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I was going to turn some of those mushrooms into butterflies, but it's not worth it.
Well,
I have to do some new stuff.
Spells, but you could use some of your attainments as a neocologist here with the spirit of the world around you. You can whisper to the spirit still.
Yeah, I think that, I guess before healing Davy Jones, or at some point, I'll whisper to probably the fungus to like help entice butterflies here, because butterflies like gross, stinky things, as they just do. And sort of like, this is a safe space for butterflies and things of beauty.
All right. I think you roll spirit plus gnosis.
Five successes.
Five successes is an exceptional success. So as you send out this vibe, all of a sudden in the blackness, in the blight pit, the time outside of your immediate vicinity isn't written. It turns out that there were always butterflies here, thousands of them, with luminous glow-in-the-dark blue and silver wings, just like open up like eyes, thousands of eyes in the darkness, and they rush out. The fungus around here blooms into all of these beautiful colors, and the butterflies fill the valley. It's a miracle, and all the people here are impressed. Everybody regains a willpower, and you get a beat.
Whoa.
Just reclaiming the land for the nature that should be here. This has been destroyed by man. This is my calling.
Do you have an obsession about that as well?
I don't.
No. Well,
how many obsessions? Two obsessions?
What's your gnosis?
Five.
I think that gnosis five is going to be maybe three obsessions, actually, when you hit five. Now I must look at the table. The table of gnosis. There it is. On page 86. Nope, still two obsessions. Gnosis 6 is we get 3.
I just rewrite Destroy the Negative Timeline to reclaim reality. Yeah.
You've become a broader character in this butterfly moment. What's everyone else doing? And I'm assuming that Davy Jones is actually resurrected by this point. You've brought him back. He's standing around. With your life magic, you can tell that he is not long for this world. but his body will be great in that time.
Yeah, because his soul is injured, right? Not just his body.
Yeah, it's like the whole thing that's gone wrong for him. His fate has been messed up. His life has been messed up. You actually think that he's tired, like his mind has been messed up. He's been messed up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can only do so much. I think if we're doing some healing, I will have also healed my two lethal injuries.
That wasn't from resistant magic damage, so you do it.
Yeah, Hannah, I could use some healing too, if you're sharing that out.
Yeah, we found friends. There's beautiful butterflies.
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of people here who need healing, and they all come to you. When you start magically healing people, there's like a line of people. Mona's in that line, is what you're saying with that finger?
Yeah, I have one lethal, one bashing.
I think Ethel's hurt too. The bashing goes away on its own. And
do I have to do them individually, or can I have like a group healing circle?
So you could do it to yourself, kind of, I'm going to say, by just using an attainment, maybe. But if you want to heal anybody else, it's a spell that might paradox and actually kill them. Before you go to do it, Tayan sees you doing this magic and says, little things they may not see, but any powerful magics will bring the attention of the watchers.
What if I do low level healing? Or is there no such thing as low level healing now that I am not a low level healer?
All spells paradox, essentially. So maybe it won't be dangerous.
I can just roll wits medicine.
We have medicine here, says Taya. Come, you can all sit and we will heal you as we can.
I would assist with the healing.
Yeah, roll wits medicine check.
Yeah, I'd like to assist as well.
Wits medicine as well, then.
It's one. I haven't done healing without magic in a long time.
As you watch them, you see that they have special knowledge about these herbs. They have a merit called holistic awareness. And what it allows them to do is make so that any wounds would actually heal twice as fast. So a lethal wound would normally take 1 day. It would normally take 2 days, but now it takes 1 day. One success. Yeah, and I think that you're just there supplying the supplies. You and Tayan work like a well-oiled machine. She's got like 4 dots in medicine. And there's some other younger members of the pack here who are learning under her. And together, you bandage those wounds. And Ethel, you're getting bandaged. Is Alora injured? I don't know.
Yes, she also needs healing. Sorry, I had to get to her character sheet.
No worries. So that would mean that everybody except for Parallax is getting their wounds bandaged at this moment?
No, I should sit in. I think I do have, two lethal.
Yeah, so you are going to rest here for the night. All of you are brought food. It's okay. Mostly fungus, of course. And you can take actions as you are recuperating here. But after a day, you'll heal a lethal wound. All your bashing is gone.
Is there like a pirate that's with us?
Yeah, Davy Jones is with you. He gave you that stone.
Okay, cheers. And he's definitely going to die. That's what we just said.
That he is probably going to die. That's what his life energy seems to say. With life and fate magic. Do you want to use death magic on him?
Yeah, sure. Do I roll?
Yeah, roll your death plus your gnosis, and you can use a yantra if you would like.
Yeah, I'll draw in the air with my my shovel as I do. Well, my now like Grim Reaper hook.
Yeah.
Elevator shovel. Why I do it?
It's intense. Add a +1 bonus.
Sorry, it's a wild number of die. 5 successes.
5 successes is an exceptional success. So as you are looking at him, he looks back at you and he kind of like saunters up to you like, "Avast, how be ye doing?" And you're like looking at him and you can tell that he is cursed. He's like super cursed to die. His soul has been like in and out of death. It looks like someone took his soul and dunked it into death a few times. He's been holding on to that death stone, and his soul is black and it looks almost cancerous. Even though he physically looks healthy and fine, you think that his soul is just as ill as his body once looked. You have 4 dots in fate. Do you have enough experience to go up to 5?
Yes. Yeah, so I can buy that.
If you did, you could buy an... You could have enough magic that you could, with proper components, restore him to a full life.
Man, honestly, I was going to ask him if he wasn't going to use his body, if I could use it in my ghost army. But now that I know I can do this, I feel that maybe I should do that instead. And then if he dies of natural causes, I'll use his body in my ghost army. That sounds good. So can I try to fix him?
Yeah, absolutely. Roll your death plus gnosis. Now, this spell is going to be an Arcmastery spell, and it's going to have a massive chance of paradox. So your gnosis is 8. You can spend as much mana as you want to reduce this spell in dice of paradox in the die pool. The other thing is that it's going to require some sort of... You just feel this instinctively. You feel like there's going to be some sort of sacrifice needed to do this.
What type of sacrifice? Like, could I, like, cut myself and shed blood? Like, that level of sacrifice?
You don't think so. Not just blood.
Or I have to kill something?
Maybe. You think that might work?
Is there anything convenient around here that's killable?
There's a lot of butterflies.
Ooh.
You could kill all
the butterflies. Yeah, I'm going to tell Hannah not to look. And yeah.
While Hannah's just out there, like, playing with a butterfly.
Just, like, vaporizes on your fingers.
All right, so
sorry.
Do you have 7 mana to spend?
No.
How much mana do you have?
I think this is a confusing thing about my character sheet to myself. Boxes filled under when users use up. I have 4. It's a remembering if I marked them if they're used or not used.
All right, so here's a fun
thing. No, I have 4.
You can, if you would like, sacrifice of your body and deal yourself a lethal wound that can't be healed by magic. That would cover the other 3 dice of paradox, or I will roll 3 dice of paradox. Which would you prefer?
I mean, so Ethel's really vain about her appearance. So if this, like, damaged her appearance, this would not be great. Also is very ignorant about paradox. So, like, fail to understand why that's a problem.
You could just feel this world acting against your spell and that it will corrupt and change it, as you have had happen to you before.
Okay. But yeah,
cutting your hand would be enough. So it can be a cool cinematic injury, too, if you'd like it.
Can I pick what the wound is?
Yep.
Can I do something strange to my body to injure it?
Yes. In fact, instead of taking damage, you're also able to reduce one of your physical attributes by 1 for a day.
Oh, interesting. Can I flesh all the skin off of one of my fingers so I have a bone finger now?
Yep, that happens. Ethel, which finger is it that you raise up as you cast this spell?
My ring finger on my left hand.
And all of you see as Ethel's nimbus materializes around, the finger melts off, all the butterflies turn into ash, and those of you with prime magic, just Mona, can see all that energy flow into Davy Jones. Does paradox. Paradox does happen. So at this point, Ethel, roll your wisdom. You want to get 1 success. This will hurt you as well, you should know, if you succeed.
Cool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 3 successes. Is that better or worse?
No, that's great. You absorb the paradox. I was going to have a fun paradox condition there. But yeah, you absorb it and you bleed a little bit from the nose and take a bashing damage real quickly.
Okay, cool. I wish my character sheet had a place to, like, write descriptions about my character.
There's a 4-page version of the character sheet, which does. I will find it.
Thank you.
Hannah's mad and has no idea what just happened. I did this nice thing. I made this better. You destroyed this.
Hannah's going to nudge you.
And I was like, well, what the heck, Ethel?
Well, take a close look at Davy Jones, Mona says.
I feel like I can sail the seas again. Everything is great. Everything is great, everyone.
And Ethel's going to say thank you for the stone and like blow him a kiss, but only using the little bone finger.
And like it materializes in the air and like bones over to him as a little undead heart dissipates. Roll a presence plus persuasion plus two.
I have the box in front of persuasion filled in. Does that mean something?
It means that it's one of your order skills, but you're not a member of an order.
I have that in crafts colored in. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I've it's because we that. Almost made you a free council mage, but you never even had time to meet them. Actually, I take it back. You've met the free council right here.
I don't know what that means. But anyway, so I rolled two things plus one. Two successes. Wow, digital dice, you're doing great.
Davy Jones is greatly enamored with you and spends the whole night bringing out his secret flask of alcohol and just trying to get you drunk.
Okay, I, as a teenager, will accept this and drink. All right, good choices. How old is Ethel? I mean, she was once 19. I don't know how much time has passed.
Yeah, Ethel might almost be 20, but no one has a way of telling. And Davy Jones is definitely in his 30s, you would say.
I think Mona is also going to join in the drinking. Forgot that was one of her character flaws.
Yeah, I think all of the dead wrens are going to get together. And werewolves don't really drink alcohol that often because it doesn't really affect them at all, but it's clear that there's a party atmosphere happening now. So they start to like get together and tell stories, and everybody seems to be having a pretty good time. If you want to be having a pretty good time at that party, you'll need to roll some sort of socialized check, except for Hunts the Storm. Because as everything is kicking off, Tayan deftly comes up to your side and says, I know this isn't your scene. Come, we have much to talk about.
Yes, let them enjoy their fun.
I guess she wouldn't say scene. She would say, I know this isn't your world.
Colloquially.
And yeah, Tayan is going to talk with you about what's happened to your people. You've lost four or five and you feel their loss. They tried to bring on some people from this timeline, but found that ultimately those people were spies for the Watchers above. And when they found Sinjata, they actually thought that he was a spy as well, but somehow he severed that connection. They don't know how.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any questions for Tayan while you're here?
Just how he survived here. There been any, besides those spies, any other contact with the world around here?
They try to keep their contact to a minimum, and they have lost three homes since you left. They hide as long as they can at one place, but inevitably they are found. They hunted.
And the time ship.
Yes, they have not seen. They have not seen the time ship, but in these visions.
Just in the visions. Okay.
Well, you and her will spend all night discussing things. You have so much to catch up on. Yeah. And the rest of you are all down at a party, unless you would choose not to be. It's a fairly spacious cavern, and there's lots of dark, horrific tunnels that you could go down on your own if you would like.
I think what Hannah wants to do is make like they're drinking, but have it so their body doesn't actually get drunk at all, and be analyzing Ethel. It was like something really weird happened, like really weird. And then she did something super powerful that also wasn't very nice, but was nice. And like, there's something weird going on with Ethel and is going to, and also like sit next to Mona. Mona, what, like, there's something with Ethel. This more than her getting that stone, there's something else going on.
What do you mean? Isn't she like multiple Ethels all in one? Is that what you're talking about?
No, like she took the stone and then suddenly had a whole dress. Wardrobe change, but it's not a matter of stone, it's a death stone.
Oh, should we and like it? Close look at the dress,
Mona.
How drunk is Mona?
Mona hasn't been able to drink and let go, and also she just found out all of the pirate friends are alive. She's pretty drunk.
Cool, 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 cool.
She's also just like really looking closely at the dress right now. Like, I think it's cotton. I'm not sure.
Also, in this timeline, they didn't really use alcohol, but because Sunjata knew about alcohol from their other timeline, Sunjata did manage to make some alcohol and has a bunch of, in fact, for all of you, that they surprised the rest of the crew with. Parallax, are you partaking of the rum?
Yeah, you know, I'll have a swig. And then, yeah, who knows if this will be the last time we'll have to, the last time we'll be able to enjoy anything like this. Might die tomorrow, so.
You really are fools. We're getting drunk in the abyssal realm.
Terrible. What's Alora doing?
What is Alora doing? She seems much more reasonable and is not probably going to join the drunken revelry. I suppose, unless you invite her to hang out and drink with you.
Yeah, I'll definitely be a bad influence and I'll have like the bottle and be like, hey, come here, sit down, join us.
All right. If she does that, then I think she might, if she drinks, probably having not really ever drunk before and gets herself a little bit tipsy, she's going to challenge you to an axe throwing contest with her axe.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, the two of you should roll dexterity plus either weaponry or athletics, whichever is higher, minus two for alcohols.
One success.
Parallax managed to hit the target.
I'm like grinning ear to ear. I'm mad impressed that I managed to get that throw. I was very happy about that.
I just went out axe throwing, actually, and I managed to hit the target every time.
Yeah, nice. She's going to wink at you as she throws her axe and gets four successes.
Just makes it look easy, right in the center, impresses all the werewolves. I was going to say that the werewolves step up and they like try to show Parallax how it's done, because they're all very interested in this stick throwing game, you should understand. They're just like...
And Mona's very interested in your dress and is looking at it with prime sight.
A different character. You're hanging out with Ethel then, because that was Alora who was doing the axe throwing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Mona's looking at Alora's dress and then is like, this is just a normal dress.
I think Hannah's watching this and is going to... Hannah's wisdom is 4.
Yep.
So it's going to do... It's like, no, I'm going to give something to all of us in the future, and is going to like set up, like just walk around and set up a ritual so that like at the moment when I like trigger it, everyone's sober and not hungover.
All right.
So like if we need to like do something, because I'm worried, but then I'm also going to go drink after this.
You can do that with a fate conditional trigger, but here's the thing. We won't know if the spell paradoxes until the moment that it triggers.
In theory,
there would be, your gnosis is 5, there would be 6 dice of paradox on this spell. Would you like to invest any mana into it so it doesn't roll 6 dice of going wrong?
Yeah, 100, absolutely. And using other yantras, is that bonus dice?
Actually, yes. So you could use your tool to decrease it. So your dedicated tool will decrease paradox by 2 while increasing your die pool by 1.
So I'll use my lightsaber.
Mm-hmm. It can affect everybody because you have the advanced reach, and the duration will be long enough that it'll snap people out of any alcoholic effects for the entirety.
Minus 2 to paradox, and then I would do 2 mana.
So it still has 2 dice of paradox.
And all I can only use 1 yantra to do it?
No, you can use all the yantras. You're not in combat. So you could use high speed for another plus 2. You could use the fact that you are thinking about it ahead of time to do this and being a very responsible person to get the another plus 1 bonus.
Yeah, that. And then I want to be singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall in high speech, like muttering.
Yeah, that's the full plus 5 bonus. So this spell is definitely going to work. There is a chance that it paradoxes, but we'll deal with that when you have to deal with it.
Do I have to roll for it?
No, I'm rolling. We'll roll for it then.
Okay, so that's plus 5. And I'm just going to make note that I will be rolling 17 dice.
Yep. It's definitely going to work.
Yeah.
Actually, Hannah, as you are doing this thing, you are struck with a brilliant idea. If you're already going to be risking so much paradox, why not just lace in some other life spells at the same time?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'll let you think about what those are as you are doing this ritual.
What an amazing lesson Ethel is about to learn, that she gets drunk and then feels better.
It's going to be fine. Even better than before she was drinking, even. She's going to feel great. Actually, all the stuff of like doing something nice and like Ethel doing this big act of charity reminds Hannah that charity is the bane of the Prince of 10,000 Leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to make like a mental note of like, I'll think about that later and then go get some rum. I don't know what to do with it yet, but I just remembered.
Over with Ethel, the pirates love Ethel. Rabbit Annie is like singing, holding on to Ethel's shoulder as you come over, Mona. You remember when that used to be you. And they're actually quite happy to see you. Ismail in particular, he's come over and he's like, oh, Mona, I'm so glad that you made it back. Maybe we're not all going to die. You thought this whole time that we were all going to die, but now that you're here, you're not dead.
No. Mona releases her wings and says in high speech, we're going to get through this and we're going to end it once and for all.
Oh my God, everybody goes crazy. Do you have any unspent experience points?
Yes, I have. Wait, it's 5 beats per experience, right?
Yep.
7.
Okay. How much presence do you have? It would be your
3.
3. Right now, as you unveil your wings, I would let you spend that 7 experience points for 9 experience worth of bonuses, being a +1 bonus to presence and a 4-dot merit. That 4-dot merit is called inspiring presence.
Okay.
When you give a heroic speech like this, everybody who hears it gains back a willpower.
Let's do it.
You do it. Everybody there gains back a willpower. And I think everybody, Hunts the Storm, you like look over and you see this impressive thing. It's Mona. What do you want? Was that the whole description? Giant cool wings? Or you want to add anything to this?
Yeah, I mean, Mona's had a lot to drink. But yeah, she's going to do high speech. She's going to have wings. She's going to tell them all that in it together, that they're never going to lose them again. Oh, yeah. She's going to take I don't know anything about like fairies in the Bible, or not fairies, angels in the Bible, but do they have anything to do with holy water?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to pull out my holy water and then just like sprinkle it on everyone and start rickrolling them. Yep. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to turn around and hurt you.
It's a presence plus persuasion plus 3.
And oh, okay. Persuasion
skill
is 1.
Okay, so 5 dice plus 3 is 8.
I got an 8 and a 9, 2 successes.
That's enough. Everybody gains back a willpower. The people get into it. The werewolves don't understand it. But everybody gains back a willpower.
Does it start like the dance party montage?
Yeah, there's a dance party now. There's like subtle drum music. They don't want to be too loud. But like people are getting pumped. A couple things happen at once. Hannah, you've just finished your spell. And you feel something through the fungus. Roll spirit plus gnosis. Meanwhile, back in the party, Davy Jones has been dancing with Ethel and has offered her a chance to live as a member of his people and join the Dead Wrens and also the Free Council.
Do you want to explain for Ethel and the people listening what both of those choices mean?
Yeah, so the Free Council is a group, a collective of wizards who all have a vote, a seat at the table. They are mostly friends. They often go out drinking. You can ask Hannah, actually wouldn't call them Hannah, would say, you can ask Dorothy or Mona. We have a good time. And Dorothy's actually one of us. Dorothy's a member of the Free Council, and they're all trying to sell you on this thing now. The Free Council will give you secrets, they say. We can teach you spells. And the other thing that they say is that they can also give you occult lore that the Free Council comes across. It's like a organization that supports you in your wizarding.
In like a blog or something?
Well, mostly in small personal meetups. Sometimes there's online presence, but it's hard to maintain because there are always groups trying to shut you down online.
And Ethel's going to look at Mona, her wizard teacher, and like raise her eyebrows to say, like, is this a good idea?
Mona used to be a blogger. I don't know.
I know. That's how I know who Mona is. Originally, right?
You're the first person Mona's blog. You're the first person that we've met who actually read that blog. We just thought it was a big joke.
Mona, like, has just the biggest smile on their face. They're so happy they're with their friends. And they're like, yeah, you can trust the dead wrens. They're the best.
Yeah, and then Ethel's going to throw her drunk arms up in the air and go, I'm going to be a pirate.
Yeah, we'll get you a hat. A fancy hat.
Can I turn my outfit? Can I have, like, a big black, like, tricorn pirate hat that's just like added to my outfit?
You can, but there are 7 dice of paradox.
Do I care if I'm drunk?
Do you want to cast that spell? You could use your tool to only have 5 dice of paradox.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, waving your shovel above your head. Do you want to spend any mana on those?
How much mana did I have to spend last time? All the rest of them?
You had to spend 8, so yeah. Oh, wait, you spent 7, which included hurting yourself. So you actually don't have any mana left. You could hurt yourself again.
Could I do it for a second bone finger?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll get down to 2 paradox dice with a second bone finger.
Sure. I mean, that joke was funny. Why don't we just, like, I have both my ring fingers so they match.
Okay. You take another point of resistant leaf. There are 2 successes on paradox. So now you roll your wisdom again.
What order cleans up after the Free Council goes drinking?
It's the Guardians of the Veil. They don't exist in this timeline.
Oh, kitty. 3. Yeah, 3.
With 3 successes, you take 2 more bashing damage. So your head rings a little bit, but you contain the paradox and you have a very nice hat.
Yes, cool. One of my obsessions is having all the nice things I want. So
yeah, you gain a beat. No, I'm sorry. You gain also beats every time that you're doing this paradox thing. So you gain 2 more beats as well.
Sweet. Almost reclaimed that point of fate magic.
Mona is going to get really excited for David Jones and say, I'm going to make you a weapon fit for a pirate.
He's all about it.
It's going to be a swashbuckling sword. And the handle, miniature cannons.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to roll to create it.
Okay, well, you're going to have to leave the party because this is going to be an intense process.
It's worth it. I'm like, you know that time where you drink so much and then you're just like so focused on this thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I'll be right back. It's going to take some time, but I'll be right back.
Mona just stumbles off.
Stumbles, yeah.
Does Mona leave my circle?
Mona, roll 2 dice.
4 and 5.
Yes. You don't notice,
cool.
Though.
Cool. And is done and is drinking now.
Right. But did you get any successes on that spirit check?
4.
You can tell that the spirits of this place, first of all, the party has great spirit. There's like a huge party spirit hanging out here. There's lots of little spirits of friendship and like new beginnings. There's just like powerful spirits here. And with 4 successes, you can tell that it is physically hurting this plane to have this party here. It's like a bellyache. It's like the timeline that shouldn't exist swallowed something that it didn't want to, and now its tummy is upset. It's
like a bowl of Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
You swallowed a bowl of Pop Rocks.
At the bar.
And the party goes late into the night. And I think that we wake up the next morning. There is a fire going. The werewolves have their breakfast on time. It's some fried fungus. And Hunts the Storm is probably there, already awake, I imagine. Yeah. And slowly the rest of the group come to with some pretty bad hangovers in the case of Ethel. And Mona is standing there with a glowing cannon sword. Except there's something that's gone terribly wrong when you were drunk. What's the thing that's weird about the sword, Mona?
Or not at all. Or not at all.
Just ignore that voice.